This is WHYY News 90.9. I'm Avi Wolfman Arendt. A former Major League Baseball player named John B. Walkenfuss died last week. In the 1970s and 80s, he was a utility player, mostly for the Detroit Tigers, a little bit for the Phillies. Never a star, or even really close to being a star. But Walkenfuss punched well above his weight in terms of name recognition. That's partly because he had a very unusual batting stance. He would start with his back nearly turned to the pitcher. Walkenfuss was also notable because he grew up in Wilmington, Delaware. And Delaware, frankly, does not produce a ton of pro athletes. In 1980, Walkenfuss was in the middle of probably his best season. And that was the same year a couple of guys from Delaware named John Carden and J.J. Records had a moment of inspiration. Here's J.J.
I don't even remember the name of the store now, but there was a gaming store in Wilmington, and we were there just looking around, and he saw the board game, Strat-O-Matic Baseball.
Strat-O-Matic Baseball is like the original version of fantasy sports. You and your opponent each have cards that represent actual players in the big leagues, and you play a game against each other by rolling dice to determine the outcome of each at-bat. It's sort of like board game meets ball game. Anyway, back to 1980.
Back in 1980, God, it makes me feel old when I say that.
JJ and his buddy John see this Strat-O-Matic game in a local shop, and John gets very excited.
Well, I said, "Yo, John, we should start a league." So we bought the game and we started a league, and that's how it all began.
Managers would run their own teams, and they'd play a series of in-person games against each other over the course of a season. There would be playoffs and a championship, the whole nine.
We wanted to name the league for our local sports, the quote-unquote celebrity. And John Walkenfuss played for Dickinson High School, played for the Detroit Tigers. You know, not a guy, not a like a famous Hall of Famer kind of guy, but a guy who is a little quirky, famous for a batting stance, that just seemed like our kind of guy. Why not?
Thus began the John B. Walkenfuss Strat-O-Matic Baseball League. What makes the league so remarkable, though, is not its name or its origin story. It's the fact that the John B. Walkenfuss Strat-O-Matic Baseball League still exists today.
As far as I know, we are the oldest continuous Strat-O-Matic league in the country. There are a couple leagues older than us, but they aren't continuous. By that, I mean they have a draft every year, basically start over. We are continuous. Once a player is on your team, he doesn't leave your team unless you cut him or trade him.
In other words, the roster of JJ's team has been slowly evolving over the past four decades. Not many things in our lives have that kind of staying power.
It's like being in a bowling league. You're going to commit about 3 to 5 hours a week.
Now, when you do something like this for 40 years, it becomes a way to mark time. Managers come and go. There are births and there are deaths.
You know, we've had three managers, including John Carden, die of cancer. So, you know, we've dealt with death in our league, unfortunately. Even though I beat cancer, I'm blessed that I'm still reasonably healthy. So, for me now, I'm going to go as long as I can.
JJ says over the years, the league teaches you stuff, little life lessons that start to add up.
Mostly you learn patience, because it's hard. You're going to have games and series where the dice just basically look at you and go, not happening today. So you learn patience both ways. You learn patience, you know, for yourself, but you also maybe learn a little compassion, because you know what it's like to sit on the other side of the table and get pounded when you have no control over it. The dice are just being dice.
In the early 1980s, when all of this started, you couldn't pull a phone out of your pocket and play fantasy sports with someone halfway across the globe. So I asked JJ, why still play? Why go through all the trouble of these weekly meetups?
Habit is certainly enters into it. It's something you're used to doing. But also, I think the face-to-face interaction. You know, you're not just looking at a computer screen. You're not looking at a list of names. Especially in this day and age when it seems so little human interaction happens, especially that's not negative. It's good to just get with somebody, maybe someone you don't know very well, and just sit down. And because inevitably it's not just show up, roll the dice, finish, go home. It's you show up, you talk about life, you talk about baseball, and then you go home.
So when you reflect on the life of John B. Walkenfuss, you can think about that funny batting stance or a 262 career batting average, but make a little room for that image right there. A handful of folks getting together, rolling some dice, talking some baseball, and going home. And oh, by the way, JJ says they're always looking for new managers. I'm Avi Wolfman-Arendt. This is WHYY 90.9.